everyone. It's Marissa. My pronouns are she, her, and welcome back to Hurdling Through Hard Times. Today, we are talking about habit stacking. I feel like we have so many different habits, and we have habits that we both want to do, habits we don't want to do, things we have to get done, things we'd like to get done. And the big question is, how can I put those things together or get them done in one day? Because sometimes it can feel really overwhelming, and you can think that you don't have time for things. But let me tell you, today's episode is going to show you that you do have time to do all the things you want to do and more if you can start stacking those habits on top of each other. So I'm very excited about today's episode. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. Go check out our merch store. And if you rate and review the podcast, you can send me a DM on Instagram at htht.podcast to prove that you did it. And I'll send you a 25% off coupon for your order. That's a pretty good deal. So what color is your heart today? I'm on my first week back at school from spring break, and I'm quite overwhelmed. Like, it's the home stretch. I have like 5-6 weeks left of school, like 5.5, and I'm just incredibly stressed out. Even though it doesn't feel like there's a lot to do, it also feels like there's like too much to do. I think it's more of a few big projects rather than a bunch of little ones. I think I would have preferred to have like a bunch of little things going on because it's easier to mark those off my to-do list, whereas like I have huge final projects that I've been doing all semester, and so I can't really check those off until the end. And so it's like I'm constantly working on them, constantly trying to get things done, and like I can't really mark it off of my to-do list because it's not done. Like I still have to do things for it. So I'm a little anxious about that and my schoolwork and everything, but I think that today's episode's really like one that's going to help me because I feel like just over the past week, I've been feeling very like yellowish green, like just kind of like stress, which I don't know why that's the color that comes to my mind, but it is. And like the weather's nice and it's like kind of becoming spring, but also like I feel a little sick to my stomach, like, you know, because I'm so stressed out and I'm so anxious. And it's totally normal to feel these emotions, which is one of the reasons I'm sharing it with you guys, because this is something that I go through, and I know that you go through it as well, whether it's with school, work, whatever that may be. Like, it gets to be a difficult time, and it gets to be stressful. And so in order to feel better about what we're doing, one of those big things that you can do is called habit stacking. So getting into today's episode, the purpose of habit stacking is basically like you're creating simple, repeatable routines. You can do it with a checklist if you want to, but the goal is to like get this out of the cognitive load of like, I have all these things to do on my checklist and like not each individual habit. And so you can do this by setting some actions in the same way, the same order each day. And so whether it's like doing two things at once or like after I do this, I always do this. So it's like after I work out, I always shower. And then I know like that's just like something that I always do. And that's a habit that I stack. And it's like I'm putting that on top of itself. But I could also say like if one of the things I want to do is maybe listening to a podcast and I don't have time throughout my day to do that, I could say like during my workout, I listen to a podcast. After that, I shower. And if I didn't finish the episode, I can finish the episode while I'm showering. So like it's something in there. So I'm not spending extra time on it, but I'm still getting it done and doing something that I want to do. When it comes to building new habits, I feel like you can use a lot of the connectedness of the behavior to your advantage. So one of the best ways to build a new habit is to identify a current habit that you do each day and then putting it on top of that. So that's where the habit stacking of it comes in. So like I said, like after I work out, I shower. And while I'm working out, I get to listen to a podcast. And it's like two things that I'm putting together to get done in the same amount of time. And so rather than like even pairing those types of things with like a particular time and a location or something, you could pair it with a current habit. So then it's knows like you know you're going to get it done. I think the biggest key when it comes to habit stacking is consistency. Like you have to be consistent with whatever you're going to do. And if you're not consistent with it, that's where it kind of falls apart. So if you like sometimes when I'm trying to think, like I used to have a habit where I still actually do, where I read before bed, whether it's a chapter, whether it's five chapters, I read something before bed, like a book, and that's like me calming down for the day and being off of my phone. And that's like a habit that I've put into my schedule. And so it keeps me consistent with like, okay, it's time to go to bed. Or I choose not to really get back into my bed unless I'm going to be sleeping in it sometimes. I don't do this all the time. It's also kind of hard, like, living in a sorority because the only really comfy place I have to sit is the bed. And so it's either the bed or the floor. So mainly, like, I won't sit on the bed in a way where I'm going to sleep. Like, I won't lay down on it because I don't want my body to think that it's time to rest unless it, like, actually is time to rest. So if I'm going to take a nap or if I'm, like, relaxing or something and it's time for me to, like, close my eyes or whatever, that's when I'll actually, like, lay down in bed. But other than that, like, I try not to sit on my bed or lay on my bed in a way where I could, like, fall asleep or get too tired, if that makes any sense. So I was looking more into habit stacking, and I was trying to figure out, like, what's the best way to convey this message, to talk about it, the elements of it. So I found that there are 8 specific elements that people use when it comes to habit stacking. And it's small things. Like, you don't have to do it a lot. It shouldn't take a lot of time. So the first element of habit stacking is that each habit should take less than 5 minutes to complete. I think that there's a little bit of leeway with this one because, like I said, if it's something that takes you a little bit more time, like if it's a habit that you're doing that takes a while, like I said, like the example I'm going to keep using is like I work out while listening to a podcast. That is not going to take me 5 minutes. So like you got to think about like time-wise how long it's going to take you. If it's something that's going to take you more time than it originally was, that's something that maybe we need to fix. But it's kind of small things like that. I think when they're talking about like shorter habits, they're talking about like maybe if you're stretching or doing a meditation or something small like that. The second one is that it's a complete habit. So like you have to complete it in that sense. So you're not just going to like stretch one side of your body and be done. Like you have to stretch both sides of your body, or you need to like listen to the full podcast or whatever. Like you want to keep yourself consistent by finishing whatever you started. The third one is that whatever the habit stack is, it's improving your life. So it's something that you enjoy and it's something that's like benefiting you and not making you more stressed out. Next is 4, that it's simple to complete. So it's not taking a toll on you or making you more stressed out than you need to be. 5 is the entire routine takes less than 30 minutes. I kind of am on the brink with this one because I think for me, like if it was my workout, like I was saying, a workout for me is like an hour. So like the podcast episode might be like 45 minutes to an hour or something like that. Or I listen to multiple episodes. Whatever that might be, it might take more than 30 minutes. You just have to be mindful that your body might start getting tired of whatever you're doing after about 30 minutes. 6 is it follows a logical process. So it makes sense. So I'm not going to shower before I do my workout because that doesn't make sense, because then I'm going to have to shower again or I'm going to be gross and stinky afterwards. So make sure that it's following like a logical process. It makes sense in the order that you're doing it in. So I'm reading before bed because that helps calm me down. I'm not like jumping around and dancing and doing a workout right before bed because that just builds up my energy. 7 is that it follows a checklist. It can be a physical checklist. It can be one that you have in your head. I am one that recommends the physical checklist because then you're not constantly thinking about it because it's written down. It's the same thing with like, I constantly am putting notes in my phone, of things that I want to remember and things that I want to get done, because otherwise I'm going to forget about it and I'm going to get frustrated and I can't remember what it is. And then it's like, oh, never mind. I actually have it in my phone. And that makes it so much easier for me to know where to find it and know what to do. So I know like I just have to go through my notes app, or maybe I made a note on like another app or something. And then the last element is that it fits into your life. So it's not something that's making you go out of your way to do something different or something wrong or something that doesn't feel right. It fits well into your life and it benefits you. So hopefully when we're talking about habit stacking, and I'll give you guys more examples as we go through, but the elements that you're putting into it like kind of go into these 8 elements that we just talked about. So I want to talk about how to do it. It's so easy to come up with your habit stacking. And that's why I feel like it's easy for people to get into and start and then keep it going and stay consistent with it. So I want to talk about how you can do this. And then I'm going to give you guys some ideas of ones that I've done or that I've heard people that did them and liked them. And then we'll wrap up. So when it comes to doing a habit stack, what you want to do first, if you want to do it right now, if you want to do it later, whatever, you want to make a list of all your current habits or like your current routine. So for example, if I'm thinking of my morning routine, I wake up, I wash my face, I brush my teeth, I get dressed, I eat breakfast, and then I head out the door. So then I want to think about, okay, what are habits that I want to implement? So it's like, okay, I want to maybe listen to a podcast in the morning while I'm doing all these things. I'm trying to think of what other things I would want to do in the morning. I want to make sure that like I'm not on my phone, and things like I want to make sure that I take my medicine in the morning, and I want to take care of my body in the morning. So the way that I'm going to implement these is I have my schedule and I'm going to see, okay, where do these fit in best? So the podcast, I can listen to a podcast or listen to music the entire time that I'm doing my routine. So that's not an issue. Then I want to think about, okay, when is a good time for me to actually check my phone? Because I don't want to check it as much as I probably want to. And so what I do is I habit stack eating with being on my phone. So in the morning when I wake up, I might check my phone really fast to make sure there's nothing like emergent for me to do. But then I don't use my phone or play games or do anything on it until I'm eating breakfast. And so then I like have to get the other things done in my day. Then if I'm thinking about taking my medicine, I take my medicine right before I go downstairs to eat breakfast. So like the second that I'm about to go downstairs, I'm like, oh, wait, I have to take my medicine. And I have it out on my desk so I don't forget about it. I take my meds and drink water. And that's the time in the morning where I want to drink more water. And I'll take like 3 or 4 really big gulps of water before I swallow my medicine, take my medicine, and then take a few more sips of water so that I get hydration in my body. So it's super easy. Basically, in simple terms, you have to list your current habits, list the habits you want to implement, and then you match them up. It's literally like a game. Like, it's fun. And I bet that there's even apps out there that will let you do that on the apps. And like, they'll give you ideas. You could definitely look up ideas for habit stacking. So no fear, there's definitely things and people out there. And because I'm so weird, I went through and like kind of figured out what habits I put into my life or habits I want to put in my life. And I basically did this and I have ideas. So obviously I'm going to share a few with you. So first, when I'm going for a walk from place to place or when I'm going from place to place, maybe it's from me like going from my house to school or like to work or something like that, I listen to a podcast in the car or I listen to a podcast when I'm going for a walk or going like to class or something like that. So I habit stack those two things together because I have to go for the walk. I have to go for the drive. So why not put myself by listening to like an audiobook or a podcast while I'm doing that? Next is I get out of bed. And as soon as I get out of bed, I make the bed. My bed is not perfect by any means. And sometimes like I get up and I'll go to the bathroom and do my bathroom stuff and come out and make my bed. But it's a part of my routine to get out of bed. And as soon as I'm out of bed, I make that bed. And whether it's like right after I get out of bed or if it's within like 5 to 10 minutes of getting out of bed, like I do it then. But that's a big one of like making the bed and leaving it. And I don't touch it till I'm getting back in bed to go to sleep either that night or during a nap. Because let's be honest, I take a few naps. Next is I often am like watching a show while I'm like sitting down. And so a habit that I wanted to put into that was I want to watch a show, but while I watch a show, I'm either stretching or I'm cleaning up and I'm like putting things away. So if I want to watch a show, that's fine, but I'm not just going to sit down and watch a show. I'm going to do something and be productive, or I'm going to move my body in a way that's going to make me feel better later on in the long run. One that I've heard a lot of people do is working out with a hair mask. So if it's a wash day, and my girls that are listening, we know what we're talking about. But like on a wash day, every like 2 or 3 days or whenever you wash your hair, If you are going to go do a workout and you have a hair mask that you think you could put in, girl, put that hair mask in. Like, put it in, put your hair up. You can put a hat on or something if you think it's going to look greasy or gross. But, like, you have to let a hair mask sit for a while normally. So if you put the hair mask in right before you do your workout, then you go home and shower, then you're not, like, you're not waiting. Then, like, you got a workout in, you got to do the mask, and you're not just sitting around doing nothing. Like, I feel like that's so smart. And I don't use hair masks personally, but when I saw this, I was like, oh, but I could use hair masks. And that would probably be beneficial, because I know one thing that I've tried to implement more with my hair is tea tree oil. I have, like, a very sensitive scalp, and it, like, hurts sometimes. Like, my hair, like, hurts my head. And so I've started using, like, tea tree oil or tea tree, like, scalp scrub. And that's been helping my scalp become less sensitive or more prone to, like, I don't know, touch. So maybe I'll try to be doing that one coming up. In the morning when I wake up, I always wash my face. And when I wash my face partway through my steps, I need, like, I have a minute or two where I can't do anything. Like, I'll put on my, like, toner or something, and then I have to wait a few minutes to let that dry on my face before I can put my moisturizer on. And so when I do that, in those, like, 2 or 3 minutes that I have to wait for it to, like, dry and soak into my face, I brush my teeth. And so then I'm not just, like, standing around not doing anything, waiting for it to dry and, like, whatever, like, playing on my phone. Instead, I brush my teeth during that time, and I get done faster in the morning. Another one is that when I'm getting ready for bed, I tend to lay out my outfit for the next day. Part of this is because I have a roommate and she sleeps, like, in the room, obviously. And so I try to be mindful of her. And if I'm, like, constantly opening and closing drawers, if I'm, like, moving clothes around, trying things on, like, it's just annoying. And so the night before, I normally pick out my outfit, and it saves me time in the morning. And then I'm not making as much noise, I'm not being annoying or obnoxious, and everything feels, like, 10 times better. Next is when I eat breakfast. I talked about this. When I eat breakfast, I then spend time on my phone. Instead of waking up and spending time on my phone and wasting time in the morning, I check my phone, make sure there's nothing immediate, maybe check my social media or something really fast, and then I'm getting up and going, and I don't check my phone or, like, do anything on my phone until it's time for me to eat breakfast. And that's normally the end of my routine, so I have everything else done for the day. Then, like I said, before breakfast, I take my meds. So I normally, my room is on the second floor of our house. And so I don't like going up and down the stairs a million times if I can help it, because it's like two flights of stairs that I have to, like, not two flights, but it's like you go up like 10 steps and then you turn and you have to go up another 10 steps to get to, like, the second floor. And so normally I do everything that I need to upstairs in the bathroom and in my room. And then when I'm ready to go downstairs, I go down and eat breakfast last. And so before breakfast, right before I leave the room, I take my meds and then I go downstairs and eat breakfast. I feel like that's, like, kind of a fun one. And then this is one that I want to implement, and this is the last one that I have. And I like, really want to implement it, but then I also, like, can't. Like, I really want to, but I can't do it. But it's every time I buy a new thing, I have to get rid of one thing. And it's so hard because there's so many, like, I just want all the things. I'm so annoying because I want all the things and I can't help it. And I know I don't need all the things, but I want them anyway. And so this is one that I'm going to start trying to do, but it's like, if I buy one new thing, I have to get rid of one new thing. Yeah. So we'll have to see how that goes. I'll have to keep you guys updated. I am interested to see if you guys do any habit stacking that you didn't even know that you did. So feel free to let me know. Either if you're on Spotify, you can normally respond to the podcast once it's over or, like, during the podcast. But let me know what habit stacks you do. DM me on Instagram at hthg.podcast. If you're not following, you better go follow that right now. And I'm super excited to talk to you guys next week. So I'll see you guys next time. Bye, guys.